And joining us now from Fox Sports, he's an analyst on their NFL broadcasts, former NFL coach. He will be paired with Ron Pitts on the call for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Redskins, our good friend Mike Martz. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. It's good to be on with you.
Well, Mike, you're catching this team, this Browns team, at a high point here, winning three games in a row. Are you impressed with what you're seeing of this club?
You know, I am. Particularly coming down the stretch here, they are really playing mistake-free football. They're in the plus category on the turnover ratio and doing a great job of protecting the ball and starting to take it away on defense. I think that Brandon Whedon is really managing the game well. You know, you look at the young players in the squad. Josh Gordon is really showing up. Trent Richardson. So, you know, they're really a very good and sound young football team that's just on the rise.
And I know, looking at this through the eyes of a coach, Mike, you probably have more of a you're more in tune with the idea that for this coaching staff, for Pat Shurmur and this staff, it's a real challenge to get rookies, to get as many rookies as they have starting. And there's been 72 rookie starts for this Browns team, by the way, this year. I think the next closest team is like in the 40s. To get them on the same page and playing well, it doesn't happen right away, but you hope eventually it happens in due time.
Yeah, no question, Vic. And I think what's happened with all rookies and what we always talk to our rookies about is there's going to be a certain point during the season where you just cease being a rookie. And once you get through that wall, so to speak, with these guys as a group, you know, it's unusual to have this many, then they're no longer rookies. They don't look at themselves like that, neither do the teammates. And some of those rookie mistakes are gone. The biggest issue for any young player is how well they prepare and do it on a week-to-week basis, and it looks like obviously these guys are very well prepared.
What are some of the things? I know, again, your wheelhouse is that passing game. Some of the things you're seeing from Brandon Whedon at quarterback and his development at this stage?
Well, I think one of the first thing you have to look at always is how well that offensive line is protect him, and I think George Warhop has just done a phenomenal job of that group. Any rookie quarterback, you want to make sure that they have clean feet up inside. The inside three linemen have really done a good job of not letting any bubble from the defense get up in his face. I think people are going to try to play tight man versus Whedon a little bit more and more, trying to make him make those real tight, difficult throws, which you'd like to do to a rookie quarterback. And that'll be hard for him. And last week you could see sometimes, you know, he had some real tight coverage and he was reluctant to turn it loose. But that's just being a young player and not wanting to make a mistake. And he did a good job, really, of just managing the game. They're going to win it. They're ahead. So he played risk-free football.
Is all the physical stuff, the mechanical stuff that we always talk about, how is that looking for him, especially as a guy who, you know, worked in a different kind of offense at Oklahoma State, maybe had fewer things, I mean, when it came to, like, no tight ends to really work with there, and a guy who is also athletically converting from a pro pitcher to a quarterback?
Well, I think when you look at any quarterback, the first thing I look at is, are they balanced? In other words, are they flexible with their knees? If they're balanced and flexible with their knees, then they're going to be consistently accurate, or they have a chance to, rather. So, and he does that. You get those real tight leg guys, and they get their weight on the front foot or the back foot, and the ball takes off on him, and he's very athletic in that respect. However a guy throws the ball, he throws it. You know, whether it's a little sidearm or over the top, you just don't mess with it. The only thing I ever looked at was how quickly he gets rid of the football and just how accurate he is, and I think you'd give him high marks in both areas.
And I know that you jumped right to the offensive line when I talked about the passing game, and this is a line that has a rookie, as you know, at right tackle in Mitchell Schwartz that had to make a change at guard with Jason Pinkston developing that blood clot and John Greco having to take over for him. So there, you could call those things somewhat disruptive or difficult to overcome, a rookie starting it and on one of your key spots right from the beginning, but they're holding up pretty well.
Well, they are, and I think if you're going to have a rookie start, you'd like it to be the right tackle. You can help the right tackle with a tight end or, you know, a guard from inside out. It's hard to start with a rookie center, so, and I think having Alex Mack in there is a big plus, kind of keep that group together. But this is not dissimilar to the rest of the league. I think most of the league has got these types of issues at this time of year in the offensive line, but these guys really work very well as a group, and I think the three inside guys in particular are very stout in their protections. They get on the rushers immediately. They do all their work up on or near the line of scrimmage, which as a quarterback coach and passing type of guy, this is incredibly important to keep the quarterback's legs free so he can, you know, make his reads and step into the throw. So, and I think on the edges, you know, Joe Thomas obviously has done a great job, and you wouldn't know that Mitchell Schwartz is a rookie when you watch him.
Mike Martz, Fox Sports analyst, will be working Sunday's game for Fox between the Browns and the Washington Redskins. He'll be paired with Ron Pitts. Mike, when we talk also about this offense, the receivers and this young group that's here, but the guy who has made a splash as a rookie and as a very young rookie coming in as a supplemental pick, Josh Gordon, what are your impressions of him?
Well, the first thing I always look at a receiver, the young guys, is you know how much confidence they're playing with. And most of those guys take time off on the backside. They're not used to the conditioning that it takes to play in this league. And you just don't see that out of him. He plays hard. He's very unselfish. He's strong in the legs where he gets in and out of cuts. And, you know, when you're going to see man-to-man coverage, the biggest issue from college to the NFL is all these corners can cover one-on-one. And you've got to be detail-oriented and conscious and do all the little things to win on coverage, you know, tight man for your quarterback. And he can do that and get in and out of cuts and separate quickly. He's really a talented young man. He's exciting to watch. He's got quite a career ahead of him.
And Greg Little has come on of late. He had some problems hanging on to the ball earlier, but has been more consistent. And I know this is something you would appreciate because the receivers that you coached in this league, you always made a big emphasis on blocking, you know, downfield and being involved in that. That is something that Greg Little really relishes.
Well, he's a football player. He loves the contact part of the game, which you know, not all receivers do, to be quite honest with you.
Right, right.
He is a very courageous player, and they use him in so many different ways. And the one thing you see on tape from him is after the plays, this enthusiasm and fire for the game, and that's catchy. And at that position, you like to have that. It's something that's infectious with the team when you get somebody who gets excited about making a play down the field. And, you know, they all kind of join in with that, and it's you know, it's just not business as usual. I tell you what I like about him is when there's a big play and he makes a big play, he turns around and celebrates with the players. He doesn't have that, hey, look what I did kind of mentality. I guess maybe that's being a throwback, but I like that about him.
I love that you said that because you're noticing more of the new Greg Little because he was that other guy before, or at least more so previously, and he's gotten away from that. So it's interesting that you point that out. Tight end, you know Ben Watson in this league a long time, previously with the Patriots, and Mike, it just doesn't look like in any way he's slowing down. In fact, he's playing the best of the tight ends here, and that's not new. He's led this team in receptions before, but just you go back a few years. But looking at him now, he just seems to have a rebirth.
Well, he does. I think he's excited about his involvement in the offense. You can kind of see that with his play, and you know he can play at the point. And the running game that the Browns have, it's very important for that tight end that you can block a defensive end and pin him and get to the edge. If you're going to play edge football, you got to have that guy that can do it. You just can't have one of those, you know, push and shove guys out there like so many years ago. You know, there were those all the basketball players that kind of were like that. So, you know, the power running game that these guys have, you got to have a guy who can do both, and they're hard to find. And, of course, Ben is exactly that.
And speaking of that power running game, Trent Richardson, a real talent, obviously, but a guy who has just been that. It's a lot of power. It's a lot of working in tight space and moving piles. Haven't had a lot of explosive runs from him, but he is effective at what he does.
He has, with the zone schemes that the Browns run, they want you to be slow to go. The term is slow to go. So as you roll through your footwork and then you get the football, once you have the football, that's when you stick your foot in the ground and make a decision and go with it. And then you'll see that acceleration out of him. And he can take a small crease and make it open. And his pad level, you see his, you know, his body always go forward. He can move that pile a yard and a half after contact. And some of that stuff doesn't look real pretty, but when you get up from the pile, you know, it's 4.5 or 5 yards, and you've put yourself in a good situation in that down and distance game.
Mike, your thoughts on this matchup with the Redskins? Looking at it again from a coaching perspective, how difficult will it be for the Browns to prepare for a team that, you know, might have one or another quarterback playing with RG3 trying to recover from that knee injury, and then Kirk Cousins as the alternative?
Well, I think that's the issue. You know, not knowing which one's going to play, obviously, but knowing Dick Geron, and he's such a sound football coach, and what they do, they don't come up with a lot of junk every week. They'll adjust, but they play that defense, and they play it very well. So it's probably less problematic for Dick Geron, that defense, than other people. I think that you know, we have to be careful in terms of Kirk Cousins and know that watching him in college and just what little I've seen in the league, this is a very talented young man, just a dynamic passer. But, of course, RG3 is a whole different issue. And as long as you try to contain him and make him a passer, that's always been the school of thought. Unfortunately, I think he's a very elite passer. Mm. You know, it's very unusual to see a guy as a rookie make those tight, tight throws that he makes. I've just not seen that before, so he is a special problem as a passer. I think people think of him outside as an athlete, and he does those things. But I'll tell you what, he can beat you as a passer alone.
And it helps that they have a guy like Alfred Morris back there. I mean, they've got other people, other talented players that can make an impact on offense besides RG3.
Well, no question. With Garcon and Moss and Josh Morgan, shoot, we had him out in San Francisco when I was there several years ago. But, you know, they've got those three receivers that – can get up the field, and really, as a group, they do a terrific job of running after the catch.
And then defensively, Jim Haslett, his scheming, I would think he's going to look forward to the opportunity to do everything he can to, even though he's a 13-game rookie, Brandon Whedon's still a rookie, do everything he can to mess with his head.
Well, I think so. I think that you know, what he does up front is a little bit different than everybody else in the league. His alignment of those defensive ends, they're much tighter. And it really protects those backers in the running game a little bit more. Unfortunately, it doesn't lend itself to a terrific pass rush. You'll get more edge issues off of the Redskins as opposed to anything up inside. So you just got to make sure you're really sewed up real strong out there on the edges, you know, outside those tackles, because that's where he'll try to outnumber you.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the knowledge, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Vic. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk with you. He is Mike Martz, analyst for Fox Sports, former NFL coach. He will be on the call for Sunday's game with Ron Pitts between the Browns and the Redskins. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.